Iranian parliamentarians say that human rights has become a tool in the hands of the West to pressure other countries. Human rights draft resolution proposed by Canada against Iran was adopted on December 18th. Iranian parliamentarians talked about the resolution after they came back from vacation this week. The resolution was approved with 86 votes in favor, 36 against, and 61 abstentions, expressing concern over alleged human rights violations in Iran. Iranian representatives say the move does not aim in any way to enhance human rights conditions. They say human rights has been politicized and this is damaging to those who have dedicated their lives to create better living conditions for all individuals without a political motive.
Some countries just use human rights as a beautiful slogan, but they are against human rights themselves. Human rights is a good thing if there is no double standard. Are countries like Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Israel, and the United States really committed to human rights? Of course they are not.
The recent human rights resolution against Iran got 61 abstention votes. This shows that some countries that are against Iran are using human rights as a political tool to exert pressure in a way to reach their aims. The United States has created jails outside of its soils and it tortures people there. It has created Guantanamo. These are clearly against human rights, but the resolution is against Iran. Their decision was not based on reliable and logical data.
Iran's judiciary says that the West is the one that has to answer for its human rights violations.
Today, the Islamic Republic of Iran is in the place of the plaintiff, and the West is the defendant in the case of human rights and violation of the rights of individuals.
Iran is a signatory of Universal Declaration of Human Rights.
Iranian officials say the Canadian government that circulated the draft resolution against Iran is one of the major violators of human rights in the Western world. In a December 2012 report, Amnesty International noted that Committee on Racial Discrimination, Prevention of Torture, and Children's Rights found serious and ongoing human rights violations committed by Canada, especially against the indigenous people of that country. Arash Khalatbari, Press TV, Tehran.